I lost focus for a moment. Gazing down to the base of the stairs where a cluster of frogs and sewers all wanted to talk to me. I was trying to size them up without making eye contact. Some, I feared, styled themselves members of the lineage and wanted to exchange secret handshakes with me. Others probably wanted to spend the whole afternoon telling me why Evan Edric was wrong. There would be hardcore Helicarnians furious because I had not managed to plane for Alodagir, and people like Sewer Moroa, who had specific questions about what I'd seen at Orathena. I was thinking it might be easier to have a regular job like Emin Beldo. Fra Lodagir saved me, sort of. He pushed forward to the base of the steps. He had just finished a heated discussion with a senior hierarch.
"Well, now you've gone and done it, Fra Erasmus," he said.
"Gone and done what, Fra Lodagir?"
"Gotten us relegated to the outer darkness, the arse end of the Mathic world as far as I'm concerned."
"Wouldn't that be the consent of Savant, Edahar?"
"No, there's one place left that's even worse," he proclaimed. "The Plurality of Worlds Messel at Avershon's Dowment. That is where we will be taking our sustenance until I can get the Hierarchs to see reason."
"Who's this we you're talking about?"
"You need to pay attention, Fra Erasmus."
"Attention to what?"
"Your place in the Convox."
"And what is my place?"
"Standing behind me while I eat. Folding my napkin when I get up to use the toilet."
"What?"
"You are my servitor, Fra Erasmus, and I am your doyne. I like a damp face cloth before dinner, warm but not too warm. See to it, if you don't want to spend the rest of the convox studying the book."
He turned and strode out. Emin Beldo was looking at me interestedly. I should have been crushed by this terrible news, but I was a little punch drunk. And it tickled me to see Fra Lodagir so irritated. "Well," I said to Emin Beldo, "now you have a choice. If you want to learn about the threat posed by the geometers, you can go anywhere except where I'm going. If you want an answer to why we spoke of such out-of-the-way topics during this plenary, you can join me in Fra Lodagir at the arse end of the Mathic world."
"Oh, I'll be there," he said. "My doyne wouldn't miss it."
"And who is your doyne?"
"You and I will address her as Madam Secretary," he cautioned me. "But her name is Ignatha Forall."